7A.
Hello and welcome to today's programme. My guest today is the journalist James Langdon, who's here to make our mouths water. James recently had lunch in one of the most famous restaurants in the world, El Bulli. As I'm sure many of you already know, El Bulli is a small restaurant on the east coast of Spain, in Catalonia. It's been voted the best restaurant in the world 5 times in the last 10 years and has been described as serving the most imaginative food on the planet. James, you're a very lucky man. How on earth did you manage to get a table?
That's a good question. El Bulli is only open for 6 months of the year, which means there are only 8,000 seats available per year, and there are 2 million contenders for those seats. As a restaurant critic, I was lucky enough to be around when the chef and co-owner, Ferran Adrià, was about to publish a book, and he was keen to talk to a newspaper about it.
Why has the restaurant become so famous?
Well, Ferran Adrià and his team were the first to start pushing the boundaries of food and cooking, and bringing science into the kitchen. First of all, they became famous for replacing sauces with foams, and for presenting flavours through the medium of warm jellies. When these ideas spread around the world and became clichés, they moved on. For example, to cooking ingredients in liquid nitrogen.
So, what was your verdict on the meal?
Well, I have to say that it was the very best dinner I've ever eaten.
That's generous praise coming from a professional. What exactly did you have to eat?
We'd be here all night if I described all the dishes to you. There were 42 of them. They were tiny, but still, there were 42 of them.
42 different dishes? That's extraordinary. Were they all good?
All but two of them were perfect.
What were the two less than perfect ones?
One was a plate of very sour fruit, a bit like a mango, with a pile of something which looked like tagliatelle, but it was actually made from frozen foie gras. It tasted of cheese for some reason and had a curious and slightly unpleasant aftertaste. The other was a dish of coconut cream and jelly, which tasted of not very much at all. But those were the only two. The other 40 were magnificent.
And what was your favourite dish?
It's hard to say. There were so many to choose from. I think the best was a crisp wafer of bitter chocolate with game mousse. Unbelievably good.
It sounds delicious. Thank you, James, for coming to talk to us.
You're welcome.